This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Oh, we're back again. The WIP afternoon show with Ike and Spike and Fritz, with no Ike today. Is he a team guy or is he a team guy? We'll find out today. Fritz, how you doing, buddy?
Now, usually when one of us is out, it's, oh, thank God, no Jack on the show. Oh, thank God.
No Spike.
No Spike on the show. Are we going to get a similar reaction that Ike's not here?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't see that. That's not on my bingo card.
No,
not on my bingo card.
No,
so,
not me.
First off, happy birthday to Jill Fritz.
Oh,
it's your birthday today.
Are we leading with
she
your
made
wife's
it another
birthday.
Year, another yes. another trip around the sun. So.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Yes. So big stuff, Spike. That's all I got.
Oh, you guys, Buzz, how he's doing?
No, I don't care. I mean, okay. Buzz, how are you doing in there?
I'm doing great. How about
right,
you, Joe?
Wow, what a professional.
Yeah, holler at your boy.
So I can't do that. I sound like a loser.
Yeah, no, we're not going to do it. I just did it, I guess. So Ike returns tomorrow. Ike is out today. We have a big show nonetheless, as this is the first day of the debate days we're having this week.
All trying to figure out who's the master.
Yeah, the master debater.
Mm-hmm.
So we will have some debates throughout the show. I think we're going to focus mostly, though we will debate sports here, we will focus our debates today on the non-sports debates. I have
the most important debates.
Yeah, well, they are, people get pretty fired up about most of them, especially the first one that we'll do at 2:30.
Sure.
We'll have Elliot join us at 3:00 today to talk about the Nick Sirianni extension and the hiring of Joe Douglas. Big news in Eagles world. But we were hit with big news in Phillies world yesterday. Now, we could have just had a day where we celebrate one of the best debuts in Phillies pitching history, rookie debuts in pitching history with Mick Abel's debut. But we got the word beforehand that Jose Alvarado is suspended 80 games and the playoffs for a PED violation. Here's what Dave Dombrowski said about the suspension.
It's not something he did knowingly. I believe that the way he talked to me. We had our support. It's a very, basically, the system is a very stringent system. It's very, because in the sense that you're responsible for what goes into your body. That's what it really comes down to. And so I know what he was doing. He was trying to take a weight loss reduction. That's what, and he's always been self-conscious of his weight and working hard on it. And something he took gave a positive result. So, ultimately, it's a situation where if that happens, you're still responsible for it.
So,
come on, Spike, you can relate to that.
Oh, yes. Very simply, he simply took something that unknowingly put artificial testosterone in his body.
Oh, it's just testosterone.
Yes, no big deal. So, first of all, I think it's like only sports where, or maybe it's probably not only sports, but it's funny to me in sports, these guys are, their entire career and livelihood is their body. They are tested constantly for substances they can't take. Yet, almost all of them, when they test positive, be like, oh, I had no idea that it was in that. As if you could have just like eaten cereal one day or taken a protein shake and it had testosterone in it. So what, you know, while I don't, I do not believe, like, I guess I don't have any information on it. I do not believe he didn't know what was putting in it. He didn't know what he was putting into his body. Maybe he didn't investigate as to whether that would show up as an illegal substance. Maybe he didn't know it was illegal. But I do believe that he knew what he was putting in his body,
well,
at least.
All of a sudden, his sinker was back up 2 miles an hour.
Well, that's
his cutter was at 95 again. It looked like prime Alvarado.
Yeah, I mean, like, We don't know that one is causes the other, but the fact that he took these things and then all of a sudden he looked like good again this season after being missing for 2 years, basically.
He's good in 23, but yeah.
Yeah.
Last year was certainly a massive step back.
So that thing aside, I think the bigger question is how big a deal is this for the Phillies? Because
yep.
he has been their most reliable reliever this year,
yep.
I think all things considered. So how big a deal do you think it is?
So I really don't think it's that big of a deal. I mean, obviously you want to have Jose Alvarado in your bullpen, but I was surprised at a lot of the doom kind of feel yesterday, at least online, especially, you know, Elliott wanted them to sell the deadline. They're on pace for 97 wins. But
99 wins, I think.
Are they now? Now yes. 97 before yesterday, now on pace for 99.
99
Thank
wins.
You for clearing that up.
Yep.
As the only person that believed in the Phillies on this show.
Well,
let the record show.
Yeah.
Let the record show. I still feel really good. Like I have faith it's going to work out. And, you know, I think a lot about Dombrowski's old teams. And I think about his last team that he built to win a title, and that was the 18 Red Sox. And, you know, I think that when the postseason rolls around, the Phillies have such a plethora of starters that they're going to be able to put one of those or even two of those guys into the bullpen in October. And it's most likely going to work out, whether you want to do Ranger, whether you want to do Chris Sanchez, because he's already under contract and they can just say, I know this is dependent upon Nola, obviously getting back to being Nola, but let's say they're all healthy. They have a plethora of starters and they have Chris Sanchez under contract. You're telling me I get 98 with that changeup coming out of the bullpen. That's a problem. So, you know, as it stands right now, they're going to have to tread water pretty much until the trade deadline. They're on a nice, they have a nice cushion. They're 10 games on over 500. They are only a game back in the NL East, game and a half back in the NL East. And the reality is, like, we can scream until we're blue in the face, Dombrowski, make a trade, make a trade, make a trade. Well, teams know the Phillies need a bullpen arm right now. It's going to cost you more than you would most likely want to give up. So, you know, I think that when the trade deadline rolls around, they'll have to obviously go get another bullpen piece and probably a high-end bullpen piece. But on the overall feeling heading into the middle part of the season and eventually into the postseason, I still feel really good. Like, I don't think it's that big of a deal, and I think it's something that they'll actually be able to I think they're going to be able to turn it into a positive by having one of those starters go into the bullpen.
And you're really warmed up about this, aren't you?
I feel great. Maybe it's because Mick Abel just went six shutty and struck out nine, a little fired up.
It was great. Let the league get a little tape on Mick Abel. 215-592-9494. How big a deal do you think the Alvarado thing is? I think you're short selling it some, actually. I'm generally positive about the Phils and how they've played this year and the fact that they got through that tough spot. But you saying that this will mean that at the deadline, they'll need to go get a plus bullpen arm. They already needed to go get a plus bullpen arm at the deadline. Like 2 weeks ago, if you had asked people what their biggest concern was, and we did, most people said it was the bullpen.
Uh-huh.
And Alvarado has been their best bullpen piece and was pitching well at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So for you to say that this means they'll need to go get a bullpen piece, I think this means they need two bullpen pieces. And to be honest, and I know you're talking about the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
I think you got to get to the playoffs first. And they're, you know, like, their offense has settled in nicely. Their starting pitching has been really good.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the year, when you're looking back between making the playoffs and not making the playoffs, that could be two or three games, and that could be two or three games that happen in the next month and a half before the trade deadline. So, and if you look back at the last, what are the Phils, 29-17? If you look back at the last month and a half of baseball and say, okay, take Jose Alvarado off the Phillies, what's their record? They probably lose three more games or four more games. So my concern is getting to the trade deadline. And I actually think, like, I'm not saying make a trade now, but the idea about putting Ranger in the bullpen now and leaving Mick Abel up, I think is something they should consider. Like,
yesterday in watching Mick Abel, my first thought was bullpen. Especially because on top of the Alvarado thing, like, can this work out of the bullpen? And, like, I saw 99 with that curveball, with that slider that I think if he threw more, it could be a really effective pitch. And instead of just sending him back down, if you want to put Taiwan back in the rotation, sure. Like, knock yourself out. I saw maybe that, like, Mick Abel could be a weapon for this team out of the bullpen that could help stabilize it. I mean, like, if you tell him, go get five outs and leave it all out there two times a week, I mean, that's a bullpen razor.
Then that would be something, though, that I think they should do now.
And I think all options have to be on the table now with Alvarado being down.
Right.
I think that's why I'm excited Alvarado's down. Of course, I want Alvarado. But I'm curious to see how they navigate their way through this. And I know the original plan was bring up Mick Abel and send him back down. But I don't know how you didn't watch him yesterday and try to find some kind of role for him on this team.
And they did. I know they would likely wait until tomorrow anyway before they officially do it. But they didn't officially send Mick Abel down, did they?
I think it's going to happen today.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Do you think the loss of Alvarado is a big deal? I guess a sort of deal or no deal at all? Jack isn't worried. I'm a little worried about the Alvarado thing. We do have a next question today, Jack.
Yes, we do.
As we start debate days. So this is a different one. It's sort of like we're going to ask a question so you can ask a question. So the best one today is going to get tickets to your choice of Thomas Rhett, July 11th at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion.
Are you a Rhettsman?
I am not a Rhettsman. Is that country music?
Yes.
Okay. Creed, July 12th at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion.
Come hang out with the show?
Or The Offspring, July 29th at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion, as we celebrate Live Nation's $30 ticket to summer special offers on select shows from May 21st while supplies last. You can go to livenation.com/ticket. So, for next question today, being that there is no Ike, and it is debate days.
Right.
If you have a specific bone to pick with me or Jack.
Or even Buzz. What would someone have a problem with you, Buzz, by the way?
I'm going to call in. Yeah.
Spike's got plenty of problems.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. A lot of gripes with Buzz.
Well, a lot of people wouldn't mind having me out of the way.
Yeah? Oh, wow. What, you think Fran's going to call up?
Yeah. Where's Fran? Where's Deep Voice Luke? Buzz's list of people.
Yeah.
If you have a bone to pick with Buzz, we'd love to hear that.
Yeah, absolutely. But if you have a bone to pick with me or Jack on next question today, we will ask you, do you have a specific bone to pick? The best one will get your choice of tickets to Thomas Rhett, Creed, or The Offspring. And we are limiting the bones to one Jalen bone per hour.
Yeah.
So if it
better be a big bone if you're going to call in and try to debate us on Jalen.
Yeah, okay. If it's Jalen related, that is fine, but it is one an hour. All right, on to Alvarado, 215-592-9494. What is your concern level with the Phils now that Jose Alvarado out for 80 games and the playoffs? Putting this guy in this situation is dangerous.
Yep.
Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
What it do, fellas?
What it do, Andrew? What it do?
Hey, I'm missing Ike today.
Always.
I mean, you guys started off with a great intro. Like, I love it. I love where the show's going right now. I just want to talk about, if I was Dave Dombrowski, what decisions I'd make.
Well, by the way, I mean, you totally nailed the scouting report on Nick Cabell. I mean, just came up and shoved yesterday, buddy.
Hey, I mean, stats don't lie. The numbers don't lie.
It's true.
If you see his production coming up, you would understand that he's not a bad pitcher. He struggled recently, like last year, but he turned around this year.
It's good.
So what would you do if you were Dombrowski? Okay.
So it's going to have to come at flexibility of players. What they want to do, what they don't want to do. The big thing is Ranger. Ranger's on a contract year. You know he wants to get paid, and you know he wants to get paid as a starter. But will he make a sacrifice for later in the season to go into the bullpen? Well, Micah Bell.
It's able. It's able.
Able.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
We're not going to let you continue.
No, not today. Not when he goes six shutouts, striking out nine. You can't say a Bell.
Yeah, we got to get the name right. Only Ike can get names wrong for weeks on
that. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You call him out on that.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No.
Will Mick Abel be able to be in the bullpen for the postseason? So I like for our future is maybe going in, getting a guy at the deadline if it doesn't cost too much. Like a guy in our system, like a Rincone in the minor leagues or someone of that caliber, to go get a contract year reliever. And Helsley may be off the table now because the Cardinals are winning a lot. They're two games behind the Cubs. I like Fairbanks again from the Rays.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for the rest of the year, especially for the postseason, I like Wheeler, I like Luzardo, and I like Ranger in the starting rotation. I think Sanchez and Ranger are going to go flip-flop for who's in the bullpen and who's not.
Well, and thank you for the call, okay. What the Nola thing is a big piece of all of this.
Totally.
You know,
you can't move Sanchez or like he needs to figure it out before you're thinking about moving any of those guys to the bullpen.
Absolutely. And especially because both of them have been starters for so – are you just talking about the playoffs or are you talking about before the playoffs, either of those guys to the bullpen?
Well, so Sanchez would be more playoffs. And again, that is totally dependent upon health and guys pitching well because Sanchez – is our second or third best starter.
Yeah.
So it'd be bold. Ranger, I guess, could theoretically be earlier. I think Sanchez more in October. And then there's the whole Painter factor. I mean, like, I wouldn't put Painter in the bullpen. They've said again yesterday they're not doing it. And I think the difference between like Abel and Painter from the standpoint of like, oh, you're putting a prospect in the bullpen is like Mick Abel's thrown the most innings in minor league baseball the last couple of years. He's durable. Like he's healthy. Painter's coming back from Tommy John. And that's where I come down on, you know, heading into the stretch run here. If they don't trade Mick Abel, I know that it seemed like that was a showcase kind of start, by the way. Not a bad showcase. That's a good thing to put on tape for opposing teams. But if he can help this team and you don't have to maybe trade him for some kind of reliever, I would rather do that. But I don't know. I just they have, as long as everyone's healthy, there are some really decent options to where they can they can handle this blow.
Yeah, I just think they need to figure it out now. I guess,
but you also can't take Ranger out of the rotation right now. I don't think.
Why not?
I don't think.
Why not?
Because he's still he is trying to get a new contract.
Who cares?
But it's how you handle a player. Like, I don't think you can just say, I don't know if that's the great relationship to have with Boris, is making a guy go to the bullpen against his will in a contract year.
Oh, make yeah, I guess. I understand the big picture thought of it, but also I can also imagine other teams looking at this and understanding the situation.
Sure.
Like, if he goes in and he's really good in the bullpen, I think he actually raises his value in the offseason.
Yeah, so it's a conversation. Like, yeah, Scott, yeah. Like, I know it's the best thing we have to do for our team.
Yeah.
And you can say that to other teams when you're marketing this offseason, that we had to do it for what we where we were circumstantially.
And if he looks good, I think it you know, if you're looking at Ranger to sign him, it makes him look like an option either way.
Sure.
And it's not like he's going to go into the bullpen and be mop-up guy.
No.
Like, when we put Taiwan Walker in the bullpen, the thought was, okay, when there's a game that's 9-1 in the fourth, we're going to put Taiwan in. But I think Ranger goes in there and you put him in as your, if Romano right now is your number one high leverage reliever, like
Strom's probably two.
Strom's probably two, but then Ranger's right after that, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Ranger was the closer in 21 for a little bit of a stretch there. Ranger, it's funny, but the funniest part about Ranger in the bullpen is that it's not like his stuff would go up by a ton. Like, he'd kind of just be a starter version. But, like, you look at it right now, Strom and Banks, Banks to me is not a high, I don't care what his ERA is. Like, we've seen these guys have lowish kind of ERAs and it's fluky, and then they get into a high lever spot, they get blown up. It's just Strom. So, yeah, I mean, if Painter's close, he's going to be coming up probably in 2 weeks. Yeah, then maybe we have a little bit of Ranger discussion.
215-592-9494. How big a deal is the Alvarado suspension? Sean in Florida, you're on WIP. What's up, Sean?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yes,
what's
sir?
Up, Sean?
I have a little bit of a different perspective on this. So I think it goes without saying it's every player's responsibility to know what drugs are on that list. This is their career. It's their professional career. So it's on him. The other thing I would add to this is, if what he was doing, if he was feeling lethargic, he got some blood work, the blood work came back and said his testosterone levels were low, taking some form of a PRT, which is just testosterone replacement therapy, is literally just designed to bring somebody's testosterone levels up to normal healthy levels. We're not talking about some sort of performance-enhancing drug like a steroid. That's not what we're talking about. And so the reason I say all this is because, as much as he's at fault, perhaps Major League Baseball needs to take a look at, you know, what is on that listing of banned substances.
Well, so I understand what you're saying, Sean, but I sort of disagree conceptually. In you saying that, look, all it's doing is bringing your body back up to normal, like, you could say that really about any PED. I mean, you could say it about it. You could. Hold on, Sean. If I have a degenerative issue in my knee and I'm taking HGH to help the degenerative issue in my knee, which it has been shown to do, I could say, hey, look, I'm just taking the drugs to get myself to normal. A lot of the players that took steroids, we look back and we see players that take steroids and we think of Barry Bonds and but like the players that were Iron Men, and I'm not saying Cal Ripken took steroids, but there are a lot of players that took steroids to come back from injury and to battle back from injury. So there is a very thin line between taking a banned substance to get, quote unquote, back to normal. But if your body isn't at that point, and who is to say that a player who's testosterone is naturally lower couldn't just take it to make it average, which you're saying is fine. It's true. That's why they have to have hard lines on this. And
I guess we're going to have to agree to disagree, because, again, you're going back to the steroid claim, which I totally am on the same page with you. No one should be taking steroids. It's detrimental to your health. It gives you superhuman powers, okay? I'm not in that camp. What I'm trying to say to you is, and you're correct, everyone's blood marker symbols, it's a sliding scale, but you have to rely on the patient to tell you if he or she feels good, if he or she feels normal, and the blood results will show if you're within that healthy range. We're going to have to agree to disagree here, because there's a huge difference between getting your testosterone levels up to a healthy level versus taking some sort of steroid.
No, well, how about this? Last question, and we can agree to disagree. Let's say I have a degenerative issue in my knee. Should I be able to take HGH to fight that degenerative issue in my knee?
I don't know enough about human growth hormones, honestly, to answer that question. Okay. I don't know enough about it.
I just think there's a point at which here's where I agree with you. I think science in general is more complicated than these rules are. These rules are difficult to apply given where science is with a lot of these things.
Agreed.
But to go all back to, and this is the first point that you made, Alvarado, like, he can't do this. Like, this is on him. You can say this should be legal, which is fine, but it isn't. And to say that all he did was take take weight loss and he had no idea, like, either he's lying that he had no idea or he had no idea and he is guilty for having no idea, which is, ignorance can't be your defense for doing these things.
So. Well, I use it all the time.
Well, yes.
Can I give you a bone?
Yes, please. Yeah.
So for next question today, if you have a bone to pick with me or Jack, we'll pick the best one, and the best one gets a pair of tickets to either Thomas Rhett, Creed, or The Offspring. All right, go ahead.
One of these times, I'll wait for you guys to actually reply back to me on Twitter. No one ever replies back to me. But anyway,
sorry.
A bone to pick with you would be
with me.
If you're going to talk the talk, you better walk the walk and have accountability.
That's right.
This show's about accountability.
Uh-huh.
I am finding it difficult to believe, and I think many of the listeners are. How many push-ups do you think you can do? I want to see full repetition. Good form. What do you say? 200 push-ups?
250. First of all, number one, I'd never said I can do them consecutively. I think, Jack, you would
agreed.
At least agree.
Sure, yeah.
I said five sets of 50 within 90 minutes. That's what I normally do. The second thing I would say is, and Jack can attest to this, I was accosted by a listener at Citizens Bank Park who said I couldn't do it.
Yep.
And I pointed at him. In the middle of Citizens Bank Park. And I was like, all right, you and me, let's go. And he backed right off.
He got chickened out because I pulled out my phone. Because obviously I was going to record it.
He was going to videotape.
And then he said he had too much ice juice that day, which he clearly did.
I am happy.
I'm in extremely good shape. And to do five sets of 50 push-ups is pretty damn good.
In 90 minutes? If you're in extremely good shape, you should be able to do
minutes,
that.
Well, I mean, 90 minutes shouldn't even count, quite frankly. You should be taking a minute and a half to 2 minutes.
No.
Why don't you take some testosterone?
All I'm saying, Sean, I did not say this as a thing to brag. I casually mentioned it.
Yeah, and then we all looked at you and said, that's ridiculous.
You're going to relax. I'm not. If I had said at one point, I did 250 in 20 minutes or 10 minutes, that would be one thing. All I'm going to prove that I can do is do what I said I can do.
Yeah. Well, you've been chickened out by...
How do you ultimately express accountability for being able to do it in 90 minutes? I mean, how can you actually prove that?
I can do it here. Thanks for the call, Sean. And Sean is on the list to win the tickets. I can do it right here. The issue is, if I do it and everybody knows that I did it, nobody can make fun of me for it anymore.
Right.
So at one point, I asked Ike one day, do you want me to do it right here? And he said no. So set up the day. Put the day on. You know what we should do? When you and DeCamera do your challenge, one of those days should have the push-up challenge.
The push-up challenge? All right. I'm down. Whatever settles this, because you are very passionate about it, but you've been bullied by the neighborhood kids to not do it on your walk.
I started doing them on my walk in Mullica Hill.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah.
And for those in Mullica Hill, start driving around.
No.
Yep, start driving around, find Spike.
There's a little park near me that has a trail around these little league fields.
Yeah.
So I sort of look around by the trees, and I do it when nobody's looking.
That's good.
All right.
We need people in those trees.
215-592-9494. How big a deal is the Alvarado, what are we calling it, suspension?
Yes.
Coming up next for debate day, we're going to do some non-sports debates today. And we learned something about Hugh Douglas that I think should be on the table for a debate today. We will talk to Hugh about it next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game... You can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.